in India is expanding. It is coming near to Mathura and Vrindavan. So everyone is concerned.
The desert is expanding.
Desert expands. As everything expands and diminishes, desert also. That is nature's course. Desert means less production. So if nature wants, she can make the whole world desert. What your tractors and so many agricultural machines will help? It will turn into desert. There will be no rain. What you can do? And still, you are very proud of your scientific advancement. You cannot struggle with nature.
They have one city in Italy, it's called Venice. It's built. They've conquered the ocean. So they've gone out into the ocean and built it up, and there's so many houses, and you travel through the city on boat, that's the only way you can get. And now the city is sinking.
Sinking? Then what they're doing?
They're concerned.
The indication is already there. Still they are not alert. They have to leave that place. Sinking also Mexico.
Mexico, yes. Mexico City is built on a awesome layout. But that's not very good. In New York, you know, they have so many tunnels under the ground that every now and then in some place they just caved in. The street will suddenly just cave in because there's so many tunnels for electric wires, for plumbing, for subways, for everything. The whole thing is...
I have seen in New York, Park Street,
Park Avenue,
that one skyscraper foundation was, and I see within the foundation, the subway train is running.
Within the foundation?
Yes. And I was looking at least 5-10 stories from the subway.
They're working so much just for this business.
People here in Paris that work in the subway and the metro, when they have to make repairs, they close the metro down at 12 o'clock at night. And then they come to work from 12 o'clock at night, all the Bravo Hotel, and work on the metro, and the tracks, and they leave at 4 in the morning, and the metro starts again. And there are so many people working in the holes in the ground all night.
Working just at night. Underground.
Repairing. Mouse business. This repairing and working is done by the mouse also.
They also work at night.
Ugrakarma, they have invented working method, very, very hard. At night in darkness, go down, 10 stories down and work for livelihood.
Pungent activity.
Huh?
Pungent activity.
Yes. And lots of land is lying in our Lechmore Heath. They won't want for producing coal. That's landscape for keeping cows, for killing them. And for their food, they are working underneath the ground. And whatever money they get, they import grains. They see the Maya's influence. That we are working, getting money and importing grains. Why not work and grow grains? Now he's thinking that I'll get more money underground than by cultivating on the surface. This is Maya. He's working very hard, still he's thinking it is better happiness. I haven't to work on the surface. I am working underground. Therefore I am happy. This is Maya. He prefers that kind of work. But he won't agree to grow food on the surface.
That's because in America, for example, the government will pay so much money if you not grow, and they will pay you more than if you grow. So they leave so many fields.
No, it is my experience. I've seen practically all parts of the world. If we grow food, all countries, especially America, both North and South, whole America, whole Canada, whole Africa, whole Australia, they are not producing food. They have so much land. See, if you combine together on Krishna consciousness, there is no scarcity of food anywhere in any part of the world.
Prabhupada, when we talk like this, is this to perhaps mean sometime in the future the movement will become so big that
if we accept that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, then it becomes one state as it was formerly, 5,000 years ago.
But to do that from the position the world is in today, it seems like it'd be almost very difficult to come to that platform again.
But
unless we
it may be difficult, but the philosophy is there. Solution is there.
That requires getting some kind of a political position, perhaps? At least, if not us, someone else adopting the principles of Krishna consciousness, appreciating them, or...
No, thinking that political consciousness, just like Hitler planned, Napoleon planned, they also thought that if I can unite all these European states under my plan, under my ism, they will be happy. That is the plan. He also thinks like that. But whether he is perfect, this Lenin, this Hitler, this Napoleon, whether they are perfect. So unless they are perfect, any such utopian planning will not help.
But for our plan to be put into action on big scale, big people must accept who are presently who presently have power to control these things.
Yes.
So is this to say that we must...
The big people are rogues. Just like yesterday we talked with the Cardinal. He is defending Alunke. He's a rogue. Anyone who is killing animals, he's a rogue. But he is representing as big man, important man.
So either they must accept our philosophy or we must replace them.
Yes. First of all, you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Then you think of others.
Hear from Bhagavad Gita, everyone replied very directly. There is so that he's ended with the body, just like everything.
How he ends with the body?
He said, people say that there is consciousness in this body because there is soul.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the body, soul is finished, the body is finished, everything is finished.
Why soul is finished?
Because they say, body
no, body is finished. My childhood body is finished. But the soul is not finished.
They will not listen logically. What can you do?
Yeah. How it is? My childhood body, my babyhood body is finished. It is no longer existing. So how I am existing? His statement that the body is finished and the soul is finished is wrong. We see practically, the body is finished, the soul is existing. This is practical. Why is talking nonsense? The body is finished and the soul is finished. Where is the soul is finished? I remember my childhood body. So I am existing, but my childhood body is finished. That is the fact. Therefore, with the annihilation of the body, the soul does not annihilate. This is the conclusion.
Baby body is finished, but soul is still there.
Yes.
So when this body is finished, why shall soul be gone?
Even the father and mother is not crying. The mother has, a baby dies, she cries, she becomes mad. But when the child gives up that childhood body, accepts another body, she is happy because she knows my son is there. He has only changed the body. The mother knows. Mother is not crying, oh, where is my child gone? He knows that my child is here. He has changed his body. These are the arguments. If the foolish rascal will not accept genuine arguments, logic, then how he can be convinced? He is an animal. The animals cannot be convinced. In other words, any man with little brain substance will understand this. Where is the difficulty? But it is useless to talk with animals. You cannot argue with dogs and hogs. That is not possible. See, if their brain is doggies and hoggies, how you can convince them? But the logic is there. The argument is there.
How is it they can see continuity between baby's body and young boy's body and young man's body and say, oh, he's still here. But they can see no continuity between this body and this
that
body.
He has no eyes. How I have got my continuity of my childhood thoughts and now also. Just like for an old man. He hasn't got so much sexual power, but the sex continuity is there. He wants to enjoy it, therefore he takes some medicine, he takes some injection. Why? The continuity. That means continuity is mind. The gross body has changed, the mind is there, subtle. Intelligence is there. That is continuity. And that continuity, that subtle body, mind and intelligence carry me to another body, as it is doing now. My gross body has changed, but mind and intelligence continue. Similarly, when this body will be completely finished, my mind and intelligence will carry me to another gross body. Then, in the womb of my mother, I shall grow another gross body. The mind and intelligence being continued. And I get a particular type of body on the condition of mind and intelligence at the time of death. Death means finishing this body. But the mind and intelligence is the same, as the air carries the flavor. This is the logic.
Subtle body ever finished?
Subtle body can be finished when you are liberated from material bondage.
Otherwise, it's the same subtle body?
Carrying you in different types of bodies, God's body.
It's the same mind, but it's covered?
Subtle body will be finished when you regain your Krishna consciousness fully. Then this material mind, intelligence will not work.
But it's one mind, the soul also has a mind.
Yeah, one mind. Oh, then, just like I am one, but I am speaking just like a madman. The man is one, but under some condition he is talking nonsense. So, any materialistic man is a madman. Under the influence of this energy, external energy, therefore he is talking all nonsense. Namaskar. Yes.
This is Mrs. Anna Conan Doyle. And her father-in-law was a very famous author. And she is very, very interested. She wanted to put a festival on for you in the Riviera, but didn't have enough money to do it. So she said next year she will do this for you. She has all your books and reads them every morning. She rises very early and studies Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam.
She looks very intelligent face. She
speaks English.
Yes.
I speak English.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm Danish, but I speak English.
That is very nice. So, intelligent men and women should take interest in this great movement. It is a very scientific, spiritual movement. People are suffering for lack of spiritual knowledge. They have become materially like animals. Materialism means animalism. Yes, materialism means animalism. Animalism means in the lower grade of existence. What is the difference between dog and a human being? He has got a lower grade body and the human being has got a higher grade body. So, the more we become materialistic, we get lower grade body. In the lower grade body, the consciousness works only on four activities: eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. This is lower grade activities. And higher grade activities working for understanding God. That is higher grade life. The lower grade life, nobody can understand God. And the higher grade life, one can understand, yes. One can feel with intelligence. Just like a dog may understand, this is day, this is night, but he does not understand why it is day, why it is night. But a man can understand that it is day because the sun is there, and it is night because sun is now set. That is the difference between dog and man. Better knowledge. So, as we advance in better knowledge, that is perfection of life. And the topmost knowledge is to understand Krishna. Then is most perfect being. That is perfect. Knowledge other than Krishna consciousness, degraded knowledge, a lower grade knowledge. So at the present moment, although superficially, we have got very nice building, nice apartment, but the knowledge is dogish. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to be fed. That's all. No one. The same degraded life as the dog. Dog is also trying how to live, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. He's making walk, walk, walk. That is defense. His way of defense. That is defense. He's depending for the master. Similarly, he, dog has also sex life, dog has also sleeps, dog also eats. If a human being is also engaged in these four principles of business, then what is the difference between him and the dog? He must be interested in the business of understanding God. Then he is a human being. Otherwise he is a dog. Do we agree? Huh? Thank you.
The God to the dog, aren't we?
Eh?
We are in a sense to a dog, we are God to him. I think man is the God, a dog, to, we are God to him, to the dog. Because the way he loves us, his fidelity to us, he doesn't understand God the way we understand God.
No, he is not in position to understand God.
He doesn't understand that. He understands only us.
He understands that he has got a superior. But he does not understand who is the most superior. A human being can understand who is the most superior, top most superior.
But we have also superior, but we have forgotten to understand that.
Yes, we have forgotten. Everyone is, and dog is also forgotten. But his forgotten stage is more acute. More acute. And human being is advanced.
Can you distribute this?
Yes.
Would you like some?
In the human form of life, if we do not try to understand God, then we are committing suicide. Yes. Because we got the chance. Nature gave us the chance to understand God. But if we do not divert our attention in understanding God, then we are making suicide. Misuse of human life. For a human being, the only business is how to understand God. Not for economic development. What economic development? This Napoleon planned so many things, but where he is now? Can anyone say, where is Napoleon? An astrologer in India has said that Jawaharlal Nehru is now a dog in the house of a gentleman in Sweden.
Could you understand that?
What did he say?
Prabhupada said that Jawaharlal Nehru, the former Prime Minister of India,
yes.
Someone has said now he is the house dog in a home in Sweden.
I hope not for him.
You may not, but nature is different. Just like a child does not hope that if he puts his finger in the fire, it will not burn.
That's it, only once.
But nature is so strict, it doesn't care for the child or the old man, it will burn. I may prove very innocent, but nature doesn't care for that. Nature doesn't care for that. Nature will not show any mercy for the innocent child. No. That is nature. Is it not fact? If the child puts his finger on the fire, nature will not consider that here is an innocent child. He may not be burned. No. Equally. Therefore, nature is very strong. We cannot avoid the control of the nature. If you do something, it must react in the same way. The same, let's say, if you put your finger in the fire, it must react, burning. Nature is so strong. So as soon as you violate any law of nature, you'll be punished. That is, just like God, a state police is there, engaged by the government. As soon as you violate law, the police will arrest you and give you punishment. Similarly, material nature means the police of God. As soon as you violate God's law, it will give immediately punishment. That is material nature. It is always punishing us because we are one after another, we are violating the laws of God. Therefore, she is always punishing. That is her business. Mother Nature is described as Goddess Durga, and she has got a trident in her hand. That is punishment. Three kinds of miserable condition. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidvaivik. Adhyatmik pertaining to the body and mind. Adhibhautik, miserable condition offered by others. And adhidvaivik, miserable condition offered by higher authorities. Just like if there is no rain, you cannot do anything. Your so-called science and advancement of knowledge will not be able to do. Or if there is overflow, that also you cannot do. Therefore, you have to accept there is a controller of this raining. It is not under my control. That is nature. But nature is working under the direction of God. Behind the background of nature is God. Just like background of police force is the government. Similarly, background of the stringent laws of nature is God. That they do not understand. They're struggling with the natural laws And that struggle they are taking as advancement. That's all. It is a struggle, but they are taking it as advancement. This is called illusion. It is not advancement. It is simply struggle. But they are taking it as advancement. Such a great powerful man like Napoleon, Hitler, they struggled only. Later on, they vanquished. So what to speak of others? Such big, big men, they struggle against the nature, but they vanquished. Nature is there. Nature is always victorious. So we have to own our victory over the nature. That is only possible if you take shelter of Krishna, otherwise not possible. Do you think we are right in our statement? If not, you can ask. Then why I'm talking nonsense?
Mrs. Conan Doyle is interested also, we were speaking in St. Paul, in her home, about traveling to visit other planets.
Huh?
Traveling to visit higher planets, still in the material world, to accumulate experiences before going back home, back to Godhead. I was trying to explain the more important
You can experience. That is stated in the Bhagavad.
She wants to go to other planets.
Yes.
Before going home.
Yes, that is stated in the Bhagavad. The yogis, they try to see also other planets. They're inquisitive. Instead of going directly to the planet of Krishna, they want to see intermediate planet, how they are working.
Instead of expressing or local.
No, yes. That is natural. Only the strong devotee, they don't like, I don't want to see anything. I want to go immediately to Krishna. That is strong devotion. Because they are after mad after seeing Krishna. Juga itam nimishena chakshusha pravisha itam sunna itam jagat sarvam. For them, the whole universe is vacant for want of Krishna. Just like if you love somebody, if it's not seen, you see, in spite of so many cars and you see the whole city of Paris quiet, void. It don't give you any pleasure. Strong love for Krishna.
Just like
sunnaitam. Sunnaitam means everything is vacant. Without seeing Krishna, everything is vacant. What is the value of this house or this city? He doesn't take anything. So, higher planetary system means better standard of life. Just like if Indian comes here materially, they see the higher standard of life in Paris and London. But because we are interested in Krishna, we do not take very much care of this higher standard of life. So higher planetary system means many, many thousand times better standard of life. Many, many thousand times. Just like Brahma Loka. The one day of Brahma described, you cannot even calculate mathematically. Just find out. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahat yat brahmano vidur. This is the topmost planetary system. Brahma-loka. And the duration of life in Brahmaloka is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra, they say, Sahasra Yuga Parjanta.
This is Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Just like before, you said you had a distaste for sightseeing in Paris, Srila Prabhupada. You had a distaste for sightseeing wherever you were.
No, I don't go.
Sahasra yoga paryantam aharyad brahmano vidu vat trim yoga sahasrantam teho natra vidu yana. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's 1 day, and such also is the duration of his night. The duration of the material universe is limited. It is manifested in cycles of kalpas. A kalpa is a day of Brahma, and 1 day of Brahma consists of 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas or ages, Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali. The cycle of Satya is characterized by virtue, wisdom, and religion, there being practically no ignorance in vice, and the yuga lasts 1,728,000 years. In the Treta Yuga, vice is introduced, and this yuga lasts 1,296,000 years. In the Dwarpa Yuga, there is an even greater decline in virtue and religion, vice increasing, and the yuga lasts 864,000 years. And finally, in Kali Yuga, the yuga we have now been experiencing over the past 5,000 years, there is an abundance of strife, ignorance, irreligion, and vice, true virtue being practically non-existent, and this yuga lasts 432,000 years. In Kali Yuga, vice increases to such a point that at the termination of the Yuga, the Supreme Lord himself appears as the Kali Avatar, vanquishes the demon, saves his devotees, and commences another Satya Yuga. Then the process is set rolling again. These 4 yugas, rotating 1,000 times, compromise 1 day of Brahma, the Creator God, and the same number compromise 1 night. Brahma lives 100 of such years, and then dies. These 100 years, by earth calculations, total to 311,040,000,000 earth years. By these calculations, the life of Brahma seems fantastic and interminable, but from the viewpoint of eternity, it is as brief as a lightning flash. In the causal ocean, there are innumerable Brahmas rising and disappearing like bubbles in the Atlantic. Brahma and his creation are all part of the material universe, and therefore they are in constant flux. In the material universe, not even Brahma is free from the process of birth, old age, disease, and death. Brahma, however, is directly engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord and the management of this universe. Therefore, he at once attains liberation. Elevated sannyasis are promoted to Brahma's particular planet, Brahmaloka, which is the highest planet in the material universe and which survives all the heavenly planets in the upper strata of the planetary system. But in due course, Brahma and all inhabitants of Brahmaloka are subject to death according to the law of material nature.
In the planetary system also, the 4 rules, birth, death, old age, and disease, they are also there. The life is long duration, but the miserable conditions of your living condition, that one must die, that is there also. Simply, if you go to Krishna's planet, you haven't got to die. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartina arjuna. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartina arjuna.
Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna. Mam upatya upatya
punarjanma na vijate.
From the highest planet in the material world to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. One who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
That's it. So, going to the higher planetary system means to achieve higher standard of life, but that does not mean solution of material problems. Just like Western country, they are supposed to be living in higher standard of life than Eastern countries. But that does not mean they have conquered over death. That's not possible. They might possess a nice motor car, but the Eastern man may not possess. He has a bullock cart. This much advancement may be there, but the death, birth death is the same in the Eastern man.
Why should we think that birth and death is so painful, Srila Prabhupada? Because wherever we are, we can
think about Krishna. But do you feel pain? Or do you like to die?
Well, some people like to travel.
That is painful. Even if you think sudden that I have to die immediately, it is very painful. It is very painful because as soon as you die, you are again packed up within the womb of the mother to develop another body. And that is also not certain. Nowadays, the father and mother is killing the child. So even if you develop a body to come with the expectation to come out, the father and mother kills you, again you have to enter another mother's body. Again you may be killed. This is the position of the sinful man. Because a man is sinful, he shudders. God, again death is coming. So you cannot argue. Death is very painful. It is so painful that they are at the last stage, because the pain is not tolerated, the soul immediately gives us the body. Just like a man commits suicide. It's very painful. Janmamrityu jarabhyadi dukkha. This is painful. Dukkha dosanu darsanam. Anudarsanam means if he is a foolish, if he cannot understand, then he should understand described by higher authorities. It is painful. So unless you make a solution that no more birth, there is no question of getting out of the painful condition of material condition. That's not possible.
But what if we are reincarnated into other planets?
Yeah. That is easy.
Is it less painful, or is it the same
circle of... as soon as you enter into the womb of a mother,
yeah,
it is painful. You are packed up like this, in this way. Can you leave for a few minutes packed up like that? At the present moment, if I pack up and put in a bag and then put in a box, how long it can exist?
We are not conscious of anything.
That doesn't matter. Just like surgical operation is going on, he's unconscious.
Yes.
That is another thing. By some method, he's unconscious. But the pain is there. The pain is there. The pain is not felt. Just like animals, they are in painful condition, but because they are animals, they do not feel it. On the horseback, you are driving horseback, like this. Is it painful? But because he is animal, he cannot protect himself. It is very painful. Suppose if a chain is suckle on your mouth and I constantly push like this. Is it not painful? The horse is controlled by the mouth. By the chain, yes. Horse is very powerful animal than the man. How the man can control the horse? But he knows the trick that it has to be controlled in the mouth. As soon as there is pain in the mouth, he becomes puzzled. He has to abide by the order. The man knows the tricks. Horse is not controlled by the tail. What is called that?
Stick.
Not stick. That is wooden mess. Control. Such a big, powerful animal. It is controlled. Yeah. As soon as... Yes. Therefore, there was a meeting of all animals that how to get out of the control of man. The elephant said, "My dear sir, I am so powerful, I am also controlled by them. So it is useless to hold me. I am also controlled by man." The meeting was organized by an ass. He thought that I have to work so hard. Let us have a conference of animals to avoid man's control. But he saw that elephant also said that I am so powerful, still I am also controlled by you. So it is useless.
But many human beings get into the same condition.
Similarly, our position is like that. Like us. We are also trying to get out of the control of material nature. Like an ass. But it is not possible. The conference is failure. Here in the material world, even a so powerful being as Brahma, he is also controlled by God. He is also controlled. You have seen that picture? Brahma is bowing down before Krishna.
You remember this picture? In the temple in Geneva, Brahma with four
yes.
heads is offering
yes.
his respects
yes.
to
yes.
Krishna.
Yes.
He is the controller of the whole universe. He also bowing down before little Krishna. Sir, I wanted to show you my superior power, but I am insignificant before you. Brahma stole away all his cuffs and cows and cowherd boys, and he saw again the same cuffs and cows and boys are playing with him. So he became surprised, how is that? I took away, and again he said, he has expanded himself. You have read that portion. God is called self-sufficient because he can expand himself to satisfy his needs, whatever he wants. So he doesn't require anyone's help. Is completely independent. But still he is so kind that he comes to your temple as he has come today, and he is dependent. If you give him some food stuff, he'll eat. Otherwise he'll starve. So we should always remember the most powerful, self-sufficient has come kindly at my place just to become dependent on my foodstuff. This is his kindness. And if we think, oh, I am giving food to Krishna, what is Krishna? Then you are finished. We have to think always that he is self-sufficient. But he is so kind, in spite of his being self-sufficient, he invites my, he accepts my invitation and he has come. We have to treat in that way.
About the ceremony that you saw this morning?
Yes. I wanted to know what was the meaning of that little mark you made with the little...
Oh, from the fire,
yeah.
The ashes.
Yeah, the fire with the oil. Yes, oil and... But it's a slap eye.
No.
Does that mean you are dust and you become dust again or what?
No, we attended the ceremony.
There's your souvenir of the ceremony.
You are not marked because you did not attend the ceremony.
I see. It's just a sign. It has no particular meaning.
No, this is the general meaning and this is blessing. After the ceremony, if there is any blessing, you get the blessing.
Yes.
It's a nicer kind of souvenir than you find in Paris.
I'm adding it to my eye.
Just like nowadays voting, the man who goes to put his vote is marked with a star here, you know that. That means he cannot come again.
Yeah.
He cannot represent a false voter. Like that. Book you are reading now, mine book. Bhagavad Gita is very nice.
Yes. But it's a very complicated book to read. I have to read many,
that
many,
is the
many times.
Elementary ABCD.
Yes.
Yes. Here is a statement of my interview with the Vice President. Yes, Arjuna. You are the family man. Is it not?
Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, Arjuna, yes.
Not only family man,
yes.
You are in the battlefield.
Yes.
So if you could understand Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
In that position,
yes.
Why we cannot?
Yes, that's right.
So it is no question of we have to give up family life. There is no such thing. You have to understand the science. Arjuna was a family man. After understanding Bhagavad Gita, he did not give up family.
No.
No. So it is a wrong impression that to become Krishna conscious, one has to give up family. No, that's not fact. Sometimes people think like that, but that is wrong thinking. Spiritual understanding does not depend on material conditions, no.
No, that is true.
Yes.
That is true.
You may be in any material condition, still you can develop your spiritual consciousness. That is there. But sometimes we accept a certain position for our personal convenience. That is another thing. But spiritual consciousness is not dependent on any material condition. It is spontaneous. Either he is a householder or a sannyasi or brahmachari or businessman, or it doesn't matter. He can become fully Krishna conscious if he accepts the principles. Then we have got our regulated principles. No illicit sex. So, is it very difficult thing? A householder has got his wife, why he should indulge in illicit sex? It is simply self-control. You can keep it here. If somebody comes, you can give it.
Krishna consciousness is dependent on some material condition in which we are in, then that material condition is superior to God consciousness. Oh, I'm a businessman, I cannot become Krishna conscious. That means business is more than Krishna.
Yes, but I think that all, anyways, we have to have businessmen that are business conscious, because otherwise our world will come to a standstill.
Exactly.
And even you people are dependent on them. Of course, you know, you have to have people donate. Like we have
the
Catholic Church, we have
the
Catholic Church. Because it's donated from the people who are working. We are dependent on the materialistic man also.
No, the difficulty is that we are not satisfied with our living condition. Suppose I've got this body, to maintain this body, I require my food. And for getting the food, I must have some money, I must have some occupation. This is one thing. But people are now, suppose 1,000 francs will provide his family himself. He is not satisfied with the 1,000 francs. He wants 10,000. That is the fault. Therefore he does not find time for Krishna consciousness. That is the disease. Otherwise, if everyone is satisfied by the necessities of supply, and balanced time he saves for Krishna consciousness, there is no difficulty. But he is always 24 hours busy. How to increase? How to increase?
It becomes a vice.
And little avarice. Yes. Greediness. Atyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamagra. Atyahara. Atyahara means eating more or collecting more. So they want to eat more, collect more than necessity.
We do not need all the things we have around us.
For livelihood, one has to work. That is material work. So you work. And what is that work? If one works for 3 months, on the field, he can get his whole year's food. That is economically fact. How many months of grains we can produce per acre? Do you know that? We know in our Indian calculation, we can produce at least 10 months of grain per bigha. So, if one has got 10 bighas of land, he can produce 100 months of grains. So, how much you can eat daily? Just calculate. At most 2 pounds, at most. So, if you eat 2 pounds grains per day, in a month 60 pounds, and 82 pounds makes 1 month. You are getting 1,000 pounds. 1,000 months, no? 10 bighas of land.
100 months.
So you get enough food by working 3 months. But they will not work in the field. They will work in the factory. Now the world situation is there, that they have invented so many artificial work. So people are embarrassed with this kind of work. He doesn't find any time.
He's not trained for it.
Huh?
He's not trained.
Yes. This
He's
is the, so if we make our living condition very simple, there is enough time. Enough time. But we don't say that you go back to the primitive stage of life. That is not possible. We simply request that wherever you are, simply chant Hare Krishna. That is not difficult. Then everything will be clear. And we are not charging anything for that. That you give me so many pounds, I will give you a mantra. Not like that. There is no necessity. Unnecessarily they are killing animals and becoming sinful. So they have created their own field of activities just to become bereft of Krishna consciousness. Formerly, in the human society, there was no slaughterhouse. If they wanted to kill one animal, they went to the forest or anywhere, kill one animal and eat it. But here it is now regular business. Somebody is supplying cows regularly by increasing livestock. That has become his business. And somebody is killing. So we have invented so many things like that simply for sinful activities. How we can become happy? It is not possible. So many big, big factories for producing beer and liquor. But they have become accustomed to this. And the net result is now increasing the hippie population. This irresponsible life is producing children most irresponsible, brainless. Yes. But they have no eyes to see that how we are degrading. This is our children. I had been to Amsterdam. One park there is.
Bundle Park.
So hippies are there. How wretchedly, voluntarily they are living. They don't require to live in that way, but they are living. Lying down on the ground, no regulative principle. They do not know where to eat, where to sleep. Unnecessary. Thousands of. And they are thinking they are happy.
Yeah, they think it's very nice.
Yeah.
We were also discussing with Mrs. Conan Doyle and a friend of hers, how is it, if I'm thinking I'm happy, or I do not have love for God, nor do I want to have love for God, how will I cultivate it?
Well, because at the present we are in crazy or mad condition, what is called, deformed brain, therefore we cannot. There is a poetry, Pishachi Paile Jano Mutichana. As one becomes crazy when it is grossly haunted, similarly, a person under the clutches of Maya, he becomes also crazy like that. He talks all nonsense. How we can understand about God? Big, big hospitals in America for curing this craziness, not only of the common being, even for the priests. In America, they have got hospital for curing alcoholic habit of the priest. 5,000 patients. So, he is alcoholic and he is in the priestly dress. This is going on. Because he is getting his salary, so he is maintaining his priestly dress. But internally, what he is, he knows only. Or when he comes into the open eyes, then one can know, oh, here is a priest admitted in the alcoholic hospital.